This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest, this is Jay Dyer. Glad to be back. Love hosting the Alex Jones Show. Glad to see Max Kaiser and Stacy on the fourth on the third hour there, because they're big promoters, as you know, of Bitcoin. And I think that when we look at the economic situation, the economic collapse that's very potential, has a lot of potential in the next few years, maybe even next year, we need to look at alternatives for the future. Of course, I think Bitcoin also is one of those alternatives, one of the key alternatives. In fact, Max Kaiser that convinced me to get into Bitcoin back in about 2017. And it's been a good thing. So I think that this is crucial. People really need to understand that it is the future of money. It's ethical money. And the reason that matters is that I think there's a certain amount of scenarios that the global elite might try to throw at us in the next year. There, some of these are very, I think, disastrous. We could look at a postponing of the election. We could look at the possibility of a cyber polygon. We could look at the possibility of an economic collapse, a war. So we're going to run through some of these scenarios, the ones that I think are the most likely. There might even be a couple of those. And we want to look back at previous examples of these when we've had economic problems, when we've had pandemics. What were the effects? The effects were always that the establishment got more power out of these managed crises. And another one of these that's overlooked is the alien scenario. I know that might sound a little far out, but hey, Tucker is talking about aliens and UFOs and even saying now that he thinks that there's a good chance that this is a dark spiritual force at work here when it comes to the alien scenario. And I've been saying that for a long time. So we're going to look at some of the writings and books that have been arguing and saying for a long time that the alien scenario might be actually something demonic. There's a classic book by a famous Orthodox priest, Father Seraphim Rose, called Orthodoxy and the Religion of the Future. And in that book, Father Seraphim Rose notes that there's a lot of parallels between what we see in the so-called alien ET UFO phenomena and the ancient gods of the world religions. And that if you have a biblical view, that translates into something demonic. Now, I'm not saying that every manifestation of aliens and UFOs flying around is demons. I'm not saying they're all real. I think there's a large component of it that is actually psychological warfare, black ops. We've talked about that before. But the reason we're talking about this is that this is really being pushed by the establishment. Why do they care so much suddenly about convincing us of alien non-biologics and craft and this kind of nonsense? Well, the reason for that, I think, is that it has a potential use for future psychological warfare operations, for future technocratic designs. The alien mythos fits perfectly into the technocratic agenda. And they might try to throw some alien stuff at us in the next year or in the next couple years. Remember the World Economic Forum's 10 things to expect, or 8 things to expect, I guess, in the year 2030. One of those included the possibility of alien life, which would revolutionize our worldview, supposedly. We would give up our old, archaic, fossilized worldviews of the Bible. We would see how superstitious that was, and we would turn to something more scientific like panspermia, that we were all seeded here by alien beings. All of that really is to distract us from our God-given position, our God-given rights, the Ten Commandments, the moral law, to transition us into something more amenable to a technocratic global morality, which Klaus, in his books, calls the New Covenant. He actually uses that terminology. We need a new covenant, a new morality. That's a world order. Something that's no longer tied to being made in the image of God, but rather as a manifestation of nature itself. Kind of a pantheism idea where you're just a piece, a part of nature, and therefore you can be put back in the nature. Predator-prey relationships, you see. So you go back to nature if you're a problem for Mama Earth, Mammy Earth. So we want to talk about that scenario as a possibility, as well as these other possibilities like war, like economic collapse, how that might give way to a CBDC, or they might try to push a CBDC. We'll look at all of that when we come back on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and launch the next great renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
The Alex Jones Show. Your guest is Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis, and Jay Dyer on YouTube, and Jay Dyer on Rockfin, the great free speech-based platform, as well as 3 years now of content on Band.Video hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We were talking about the potential scenarios, the cards that the elite might throw at us in the next year, 2024. What might those be? Well, we know that if you look back to the integrity leaks out of the UK. Do you remember that some time back, a couple of years ago, when the integrity leaks were saying that we must do everything we can to prevent a new Donald Trump administration? And that was in reference to the last election. And so that's a key indicator that they were interested in doing anything and all things possible and necessary to make sure that there wouldn't be another Donald Trump administration, because that would lead to awakening worldwide to the global power structure. That, of course, was tied to the whole story of the Russian hackers, the Moldovan hackers, and all this nonsense, all of which was fake. But that provided the justification, supposedly, for all of the big tech platforms to collude with the intelligence agencies to shut down all dissent. That then allowed the tech companies to exercise that shutting down power throughout the COVID nonsense and the scamdemic. So they were intentionally prepping us and preparing us for this bogus election last time through a lot of pop culture, through a lot of fiction. Remember all of the stories that we've seen, not just in the Cold War, but in the last 20 years of evil Russian villains that sabotage and destroy America. The Tom Clancy reboots, right? This was about Russians working to destroy America, take down the stock market, right? All of that turned out to be psyops. It was all deception. It was all a lie. The Steele dossier, the P-gate, all that stuff was nonsense. It was fake. It collapsed right away. And they kept pushing it, even though it collapsed right away. And it collapsed about 16 times, but they kept pushing it anyway. But that was the justification for, well, we have to collude with the intelligence establishment to shut down all of the social media, because disinformation and misinformation is everywhere. So they just came up with this new program to combat and target globally misinformation. And all of those programs appear to still be in place, except for perhaps some of the relaxation on Twitter and a little bit of relaxation in a couple other places, just because of the relaxation, I think, on Twitter. It's very unpopular. If you notice, for example, Instagram's engagements are far down compared to the engagements over on X. So they're losing their people because everybody's kind of seen through this now. But the controls are still in place, and we have to be ready that it's not because we've got a little bit of freedom on X, right? That doesn't mean there's not going to be another crisis that justifies the next clampdown, the next mass banning, the next deplatforming, and perhaps even moving to the next phase of getting rid of everybody's bank accounts, introducing social credit scores. That's where they want to go. And also remember the attack on food and diet. What did we see a couple weeks ago? We got to kill 100,000 cows in Ireland because meat is bad for the planet. What does Gorillas in the Mist Jane Goodall say up there with Klaus? We got to get rid of cattle. Cows are destroying the earth. Well, cows are part of nature. How are they destroyed? It doesn't even make any sense. Oh, they're destroying the earth because, you know, they fart or whatever. This is ridiculous. Really, what they mean by ZPG and no growth is zero population growth, right? There's an old 70s dystopian, maybe ZPG, which is about making sure that there's no more new humans. That's really what all of this control is about in the long run. But a lot of things have to happen to get to that end game. And that's what we're looking at is today, the possible scenarios to get to that end game. So the first one that I want to talk about, which we've done, I've covered this two or three times in the fourth hour. They've gotten a lot of views. If you go back, some of them have 200,000 or 300,000 views, is the alien scenario. They're not pushing all of this for no reason. They're not coming out in these hearings and talking about finding craft and bodies. By the way, none of which is new. They've been claiming to find bodies and craft going all the way back to Roswell. And if you look at the pictures of Roswell, you've got, you know, military guys standing there holding big chunks of tinfoil, aluminum foil. It looks ridiculous if you look at it now, right? Think about in the 90s, Fox TV ran the alien autopsy episode. And this was all ridiculous. It was presented as if it was a real alien autopsy. And they're like bleeping out the, you know, alien vajayjay. They're bleeping out the body parts as if this doll laying there has human, you know, sex organs. It's ridiculous. And some of the people, by the way, involved in this are still saying that the Fox alien autopsy video from the 90s is real. I mean, it's that ridiculous, right? Everybody saw probably the look like a dried out tamale if you saw him. The alien, that the body that was found in Mexico, right? This rubber doll that looked like a dried out tamale if you saw that. I mean, this is what they're pushing as the evidence of this nonsense, as well as these intelligence officers, you know, saying that we found bodies. And I mean, intelligence officers are classically oftentimes liars. I mean, they're sort of trained in lying and deception. So why are we believing these people about bodies of alien craft and all this nonsense, right? I think it's ridiculous, but it does make sense if it's a bigger scale deception. And that's precisely what we see from the very origins of the whole alien mythos and alien narrative. I've covered it many times. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it here in the fourth hour. Just kind of brush up a little bit on the basics. If you remember, in the 1940s and 50s, this really starts to kick off. And immediately the intelligence agencies and people from the intelligence agencies are right there on scene involved. People like Alan Dulles, people like C.D. Jackson, the father of the doctrinal warfare program of the CIA to utilize the Roman Catholic Church and other religions as a version of American soft power, which then converted the Roman Catholic Church into essentially an Americanist CIA deep state tool. That's why Francis, the Pope, now has said to bless gay unions in the Roman Catholic Church. It's okay. It's fine to do that now because he says the same stuff Klaus says, because both he and Klaus are subject to the same power structure, which is the power structure that runs the Western world, the Anglo-American establishment. And that also includes Israel as well. It's the Anglo-American Israeli establishment of the West. That power structure can say and tell people like Francis what to do. My view, he answers to masters above him. And so now you're getting the Roman Catholic Church moving over into outright just sort of saying, okay, there's nothing wrong with, you know, homosexual relationships. They're just couples like everyone else. Maybe not exactly the same as man and woman, but it's still a couple and there's still positive aspects of it. So the point being is that there's a vast change. Well, Francis isn't just doing that out of nowhere. He answers to other masters. And his mentor, a liberation theology bishop, is one of Klaus's closest associates. And where does Klaus and the World Economic Forum and Davos come from? From Henry Kissinger and the Harvard Project to set up another type of steering committee like they set up for ZBIG with Trilateral Commission. So you see that the same tentacles, the same connections, it always kind of goes back to these same Kissinger, Brzezinski, Rockefeller, these same steering committees, these same power players, these same brains. And likewise, the Vatican has even said, well, when there is the discovery of aliens, we'll baptize them. We'll make them papists. Like the aliens. Well, the aliens are always doing, you know, probing of butt region. So I guess now that you can bless that in the Roman Catholic Church, they're all the more apt to baptize the aliens, right? Because aliens are fake and gray. But also there's, by the way, I think a demonic element to the alien scenario. So I think that might even tie into this wild pope and his, I mean, the whole Roman Catholic world has this week been just in an uproar over Francis's decision that you can now bless gay unions. This is all preparing us for some big revelation and some big move in the next few years, I think. And that's what we're talking about today. Will it be the announcement of alien life in some manifestation way, some blue beam hologram way? I don't think they have to do that. They could just claim it, right? It's all we have found it and it is real. What are the other scenarios that we might see next year? This is Jay Dyer. This is The Alex Jones Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Scenarios that we might see next year or the next couple years as to what the elite might throw at us. We know that they threw the curveball of the COOF scandemic, which was planned out, strategized in a number of white papers and drills, Event 201, the SPARS document, Clade X, Crimson Contagion. All these documents really prepared the way for rolling out this live exercise, which would then allow us to give up a lot more of our liberties to move into more of a heavy-handed, more of a globalist UN-run bio-warfare state, right? Or excuse me, biosecurity state, right? Where everything now revolves around the arbitrary dictates of so-called experts and the world of medicine. But I wanted to talk about how that might not be what they throw at us next year. It might be. It might be scamdemic too. We know Bill Gates and others have talked about the next big pandemic. But another scenario that might come about is a cyber pandemic, as Klaus himself said. Let's not forget Cyber Polygon that they ran a few years ago, talking about this is World Economic Forum in concord with a bunch of other big tech companies and other nations. This was the idea of a digital pandemic. So Interpol, WEF, they were together in this pandemic to figure out what would happen if there were large-scale global cyber attacks. And they had in this drill a red team and a blue team, red team on the attack, blue team on the defensive. The cyber attack was also funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. Partners included IBM and ICANN. And in this situation, on page 21 of their drill, because I went and read the slides and the pages on the drill. It said, after this event, it was so big that the entire world completely changed. Now, remember, Klaus said it would be worse than the COVID pandemic. Now, we already saw the world change quite a bit from the COVID pandemic. This would change it even more to the point where it would never be the same. The world would not be recognizable prior to the pandemic, they say. And much like COVID allowed for the AI attempted AI take over a lot of domains, the centralization of a lot of mom and pops transferring their business over to the big tech companies and to Amazon and other, you know, Fortune 100. Likewise, Cyber Polygon would allow tech and AI to completely take over. Now, remember, they haven't been pushing and promoting AI in such a heavy way for so long. And even people like Elon Musk have warned about what AI could do. They weren't pushing this and doing this for no reason, right? And so if we do see, for example, power grids go down or something like that, which is very possible, we'll talk about that in a little bit, it's not ultimately to send us back to the 1800s and Little House on the Prairie. They didn't build Skynet to not use it. So if there was a power grid, you know, meltdown or whatever, that would be for a time. And then all of that would come back, and perhaps they would say, oh, well, now that it's back and the economy's wrecked, we're going to give you, a wallet, a government FedCoin wallet, and we'll put FedCoin in your wallet every month, a UBI, something like that, right? That might sell very well after some collapse scenario. And again, we know that the solutions that they offer after the managed and promoted and allowed crises, all of those things are possible. The solutions are always the things that they wanted from the outset. So where I want more control, I want more power, more centralization of everything, education, media, tech, economy, religion. What do? Allow a crisis, and then we offer our solution that gives us more control. It's that simple. That's the whole thing. That's what they always do. And they just do this like on and on and on and on. Walk. It's like a two-step all the way until the end goal, until it's achieved. So keep moving the Overton window through the crises. Crises are the key.
and it's always their answer, which is more centralization, more power, more control, less freedom for you. And in this scenario, they even said that the desired end goal would be that now AI and tech would basically be in control of everything. The key would be to have complete 5G rollout, Internet of Things everywhere. So it actually talks about Internet of Things as a result of the cyber, the global cyber pandemic. All governments would be forced to adopt this Internet of Things. In this scenario, cyber hackers attack everything that you can think of. They attack hospitals, infrastructure. They use ransomware, and they do this through the back doors in all of the tech everywhere. Now, wait a minute. How is there back doors everywhere? Why would there be back doors everywhere? Maybe it was built with back doors on purpose, right? For these kinds of future scenarios. In fact, it even says that the back doors that were there in relationship to the NSA and things like that, remember the ProMIS software that was talked about, these back doors allowed for very savvy hackers. I wonder who the hackers were. Right, to get into the back doors and to take down all the infrastructure. Now, the interesting thing about CyberPolygon is the result was that there would be the labeling of anyone who questioned the narrative, anybody who thought that the government might be involved or shady WEF institutions might be involved, they are now labeled as participators in cybercrime. Literally. CyberPolygon exercise used the term fake news, by which they mean anybody who dissents or questions any authoritative establishment narrative as to what's happening in the CyberPolygon event. In this situation, alternative media people are then called terrorists, and websites, domains are seized as a result of this scenario. So that's the basic rundown and reminder of CyberPolygon. And the only reason I'm really talking about that is that if you watched in the last few weeks, if you follow the profile on Twitter, Camus, after the existentialist philosopher Camus, Camus is always posting clips of people from the WEF, people from World Economic Forum, Davos, people from all of these big think tanks, people that write the white papers, right? And there was an interview with Larry Fink of BlackRock saying, well, what we're really thinking about now is the security of the logistics and what's going on in the market. We're not really thinking about how to make products cheaper. And he says, this is what I hear when I talk to various heads of government. Nobody's talking about the classic market idea of how do we get cheaper products to the people. Now it's all about logistics and security and supply lines, which is an odd, in my view, an odd thing to say, because that could suggest that maybe there could be or there's knowledge of a coming supply chain, supply line problems that could relate to whatever event comes. Right now, again, we don't know what that is. Might be Scamdemic Part 2. Could be CyberPolygon. Could be the power grid. Could be EMP. Could be war. Who knows, right? All of these are potential scenarios and cards that could be used. But what we do know is that whichever of these scenarios or combination, might be two or three of these, right? Whatever scenario or scenarios come about, it will ultimately be a controlled chaos, a managed chaos to steer us in the direction of the greater control and greater lockdown that they've desired from the outset. So remember, one way you can identify this as a bunch of baloney is that the solutions are always going to be more enslavement, more economic control, more big tech social media control, and less freedom for you. That's the key. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. with continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products. You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're talking about the potential scenarios they might roll out, the psyops, the tricks, the scams, the deceptions, fake flags, the false flags they might throw at us in the next year or the next couple of years as humanity is on a mass scale waking up to the New World Order, largely through broadcasts like Alex Jones and now Tucker, other people coming out and talking about so much truth, so much legitimate information to counter all of the establishment disinformation. We're talking about the strategies and the techniques that they use so that we don't get duped again. Right. A lot of people got duped by COVID, especially March 2020, right? A lot of people got duped back in the day by the Steele dossier and P-Gate and all that nonsense, right? On the Russian hacking story. All of that was deception. All of it was lies, but they were lies that were good enough to justify the establishment moves to lock down, to clamp down, shut down free speech, to shut everybody off from being able to, you know, share legitimate information, to question what was happening. As the CDC you know, basically handed things over to the United Nations, the Rockefeller Foundation, in the midst of this crisis of COOF, right, the COOFID pandemic, scandemic. So in other words, the crisis, which scared the crap out of everybody through a lot of fake news reports, a lot of mainstream media, allowed for the solution, which was, of course, the government inoculations, pushed by, you know, the Pentagon ultimately and Big Pharma, which those are pretty much all the Senate. We're ruled by these Fortune 100, right? That's who really controls the government in the background. Right? It's not this libertarian story of like the free market versus the government. We are run by a corporatocracy already and have been going back to the private Federal Reserve taking over the country. So what might we see in this controlled chaos scenario? What are the chaos elements they might throw to bring in their solution? Well, we talked about the alien scenario, which I said would be a bunch of deception. It's ultimately demonic, as now Tucker is saying in multiple interviews with Redacted, with Timcast. Tucker saying, hey, this looks like a demonic spiritual battle going on here. Totally agree with that. Glad he said that. But remember, all of this functions on what we call dialectics. Dialectics is a philosophy idea that goes back to ancient Greeks, goes back to the pre-Socratics, Plato, Aristotle. But it's really systematized and formalized by Hegel, the German idealist. As a result of Hegel's philosophy, you get people like Karl Marx, Feuerbach, and others who take this idea and bring it out of the realm of the ideal and put it into the here and the now and say, really, all of reality, all of life is just matter in motion. It's just molecules bumping up against one another, and that's all just friction and chaos, and that's what reality just is, chaos. And so the revolutionaries or the communist socialists or the technocrat, and technocrats are essentially socialists, they believe that they are the controllers and the high priests of the dialectical chaos. They can steer the chaos, steer the evolution. So remember, going back to Lenin understood this very well. Trotsky understood this. They understood that controlling and managing and steering chaos was the essence of the revolution to bring about the end state or the end goal, which was either total destruction or the withering away of the state, right? Whether it's Lenin or Marx, it's a nihilistic sort of pseudo-libertarian thing where there's no longer a state. We're all going to be supposedly free. But in order to do this, what Lenin would do is use a lot of techniques and strategy and tactics like false flags. He would control supply lines to bring about starvation and austerity. And we see the same thing going on in other countries where, for example, there's rolling blackouts, right? In certain countries like Latin South America, they have rolling blackouts. We might see rolling blackouts in our country, right? And here's the thing. I think this is the next likely scenario. When we have a very likely power grid shutdown or rolling blackouts or whatever, we already know through the predictive programming, they're saying that, oh, it's the MAGA people, Trump people. MAGA people, they've hacked the power grid. They got on their keyboards. Like you can hack into the power grid. Like it's all like a big thing connected together. And like you put it in a USB drive, like it's a, you know, a 90s movie called Hackers, right? And then you could just like you get in there. I got into the motherboard. I've gotten into the motherboard of the power grid. I'm going to turn it off. Like that's how it works. Right? As I understand it, power grid is not even on the internet. It doesn't even make any sense. But they'll just throw out some of these nonsense news stories and then people will believe it. Right? Boomers will eat it up. They'll, oh, yeah, it's the Trump supporters that hacked the power grid. And they're working with Russia. Putin put them up to it. And they'll put out some fake document of, we found an internet chat room where the hackers were on Discord talking to operatives of Putin, figuring out how to hack into the power grid. You know, some nonsense like this, right? Then those power failures will result in, well, in order to combat the dissidents in our country, the traitors, we're going to have new large-scale internet controls. We're going to have new large-scale smart meters. I mean, who knows what they'll come up with? I mean, just anything that would increase the ridiculousness of the system's clampdown, right? That they'll roll out something like that. Let's not forget other movies, by the way. Movies are always key to look at. They're not infallible prognostication divination techniques, right? We're not going to do divination with movies or something, right? But movies are good to, and fiction is good to see what scenarios they might throw out and what propaganda they might be conditioning us for. So we saw the Obama-produced Leave the World Behind. Don't worry, all you white colonizers are going to, we're going to put you in your place, right? Remember? That's what that movie is about. The white people are bad. They're stealing from the black people. And if we just, you know, allow for the government to solve all of, if you watch the film, you know what I'm talking about, right? So that, and ultimately the narrative is that the government really knows what's going on. And when the collapse happens, and the collapse happens in that movie through a, it's a totally propaganda movie, through a series of events that unknown infiltrators and moles within the government have perpetuated. And the movie is unclear whether it's Iranians or whether it's North Koreans. They kind of leave it ambiguous. We don't know who's behind this collapse, but they had people within the government. It says that the only way they could do it is to have moles inside the government. But the bad people in the movie are the gun owners, the preppers, right? Even though they were correct, ironically, Kevin Bacon plays the evil prepper who won't share his blue pills. I like how the movie doesn't even tell you like what the antibiotics are. I need the blue pills that you have. Like you just take any pill. I'm sick. I need the pill. Right. It's ridiculous, but that's how the movie presents it. Right. And so, the preppers are right because there's a big collapse. In fact, Kevin Bacon even knows like who's involved in it or whatever. Right. He knows what's going on, but he's evil. Right. Because he's a white guy with a Texas hat. So he's the worst possible human being. And probably the preppers were involved. They probably did it, right? They probably took the country down somehow. Which is ridiculous. Veterans and preppers don't want to destroy the country. They're the ones saying the country. So they're the perfect people that the system will blame. Oh, these are the people that did it. No, not Davos type people, right? No, it's the preppers, sure. That's what you basically get in the Obama movie, and it has a scenario of multiple things going on at once. There's EMP, weird signal attacks that are going on. There's you know, taking down of the satellite networks. The internet goes down. Cyber Polygon, right? And supposedly the guy that directed this, right, he's the same guy that directed that TV show, Mr. Robot. And supposedly the Obama movie takes place in the Mr. Robot universe. So it's the same world where this is happening. And Mr. Robot was all about hackers and hackers working with China and this kind of thing, right? So maybe that's what's going on in the story. But regardless, it's a fiction story. It's programming us to think, oh, it's going to be the Trump people, just like the trailer for the new Alex Garland movie, right? Civil War. If you watch that trailer, as Alex played it, right? Alex Jones, when he played it, it shows the MAGA people are the ones that are really, you know, the bad guys. And this is just utterly ridiculous. But, I mean, to the Hollywood mind, like, this is really how it is. Like, Trump supporters are the ones that are taking down the country with the Russians. Even though all of that has been debunked, it's totally collapsed for 7 years now or so. They still believe this. And they will believe it when the country collapses. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Your guest is Jay Dyer of Jay's House. We're running through the possible scenarios of the things that the elite themselves might throw at us, especially in this coming election year when it looks like Trump has such a significant lead that there's no way that Biden could really do anything unless there was some big national crisis, right? And what might those crisis scenarios be? Well, we're looking at the possibilities, potentialities, the different scenarios. You know, I just remembered something I was being interviewed on a show the other day, and I remembered Jade Helm. Remember Jade Helm? A lot of people have forgotten about Jade Helm. Of course, it was a big deal back at the time. Alternative media was very concerned, legitimately and with good reason. This was 2015. And these were Pentagon military exercises, special forces exercises. I think it included, says, 1,200 personnel from all different branches of the military throughout multiple states running an exercise for some sort of big national crisis. And a lot of it involved population relocations. Of course, Alex covered the document many years ago, I think maybe even 15 years ago, where it was declassified. It was leaked. It was given to Alex, and then they admitted that it wasn't declassified. It was an actual document that talked about reorganizing populations, moving them around the U.S. In case of a civil war scenario. We know that the military has done drills and exercises for civil war scenarios for a long time. So we know that that exists. We know that they have these contingency plans. So whether they'll roll that out, I don't know. But it could be the case that maybe some of those exercises, like Jade Helm, or four things that we might see rolling out in the next year, right? So what, 9-10 years later after Jade Helm, maybe that will now come to fruition. So it's really only retroactively that we look back and see the importance of these kinds of white papers and drills and exercises. And we know the drills and exercises always prepare for the real thing, right? So they oftentimes work as cover. So there'll be a new drill or a new exercise that might be the cover for whatever rolls out next. But I'm going from memory, this is 9 years ago. I was very much attentive to watching and reading and studying and seeing what was going on potentially with Jade Helm at the time. And if I recall, it had to do, I think, with AI. So it had to do with a lot of tech and mapping large population groups' reactions to drills and this being public and put on the internet. And so, but how would people react? So they were probably studying the large movements of what people would do through social media and so forth. So that doesn't mean, though, that they won't try to utilize some kind of a scenario like that. So maybe Jade Helm was preparing us for something coming in the near future. I mean, I'm just speculating. These are different theories. Everybody's forgotten Jade Helm, right? But it's just like when the COVID rolled out, right? Then we thought, hey, wait a minute. There was Clade X and there was Crimson Contagion. There was Dark Winter, right? Then the exercises became important and things to look back to and figure out how this might have been something that was planned. And I think that maybe, you know, depending on what rolls out, depending on what happens, they try to put us into a Civil War scenario. Remember, Alex has been talking about this for so long. I mean, even probably going back to, you know, Alex's oldest documentaries where he talked about America Destroyed by Design, right? Again, and the open border, that's an obvious situation here where perhaps we could get a force in the country large enough to actually help take down the country, right? That's another obvious possibility as well. And maybe Jade Helm and population reorganization, relocation, maybe that fits into the open border scenario. Because remember, Jade Helm is about population relocations in some event. Who knows what event that might be? I'm speculating here. I don't know exactly what Jade Helm was about. But remembering all the events and the news and the coverage at the time of 2015, this was kind of the overall idea that ultimately this would result in a big military Pentagon taking over of everything in the event of some big crisis scenario. So remember, punishments always occur in these cases on the part of the government as a way to punish people who don't go along, right? So if you're not going along, what might the punishments be? Well, you're not going to get the government solutions doled out at the end of this, right? You're not going to get the UBI put into your FedCoin wallet, right? Your doled out UBI by the way, the FedCoin will probably be worthless just like the Fed dollars are worthless, right? By the time the country collapses, and they put, a million Fed coins into your wallet. Well, it takes a million Fed coin to buy a loaf of bread or, you know, a roll of toilet paper, right? So Fed coin, right, will not be the solution, even though they'll offer it as a solution. And again, remember, there's been a lot of white papers and documents beyond things like the declassified document that Alex has talked about for so long about military relocation and internment camps. There's also documents like the British Ministry of Defense, the flash mobs, the Marxists, and the brain chips. So they might even try to roll out, well, it's time to get a chip. That way we can track and trace you and figure out, you know, whether, you know, you belong in, you know, District 10 of the Hunger Games, Pan M America that we're going into. Right? Remember, Hunger Games is another one, too. Hunger Games is all about this uprising that people tried to take over America, and it collapsed, and then it was rebuilt into this socialist empire known as Pan Am, out of the ashes of old America. It's another kind of maybe we're going into a Hunger Games scenario. In fact, I watched the new Hunger Games film recently, and it had a lot of the same ideas there. I mean, it wasn't super woke. It was actually okay. It was a pretty good movie. But the idea there was that they were telling the backstory of what happened when, you know, the capital and the socialist order really, really came to power. It's telling that background story. But Hunger Games, right, emerges out of this old Roman gladiatorial scenario where after the Socialist America's created Pan Am, the new order, they have to give people these sort of, you know, bread and circuses, gladiatorial games to keep them pacified, kind of like the Purge, right? You get the same scenario in the Purge as well, where the country collapses and it's rebuilt. They call it the New America or something like that, where they have to have these bloody gladiatorial games. And of course, as you can imagine, Purge turns into a big, you know, sort of woke race thing. So that's where the fiction is pushing us, right, is into these reset scenarios. Remember, who had the idea of a reset? Pol Pot, Mao, the Jacobins in the French Revolution. When society gets to a certain level, the elite believe that it's necessary, it's good, it's right to intentionally accelerate accelerationism, the destruction and the chaos, to start over. And they think that this is a good thing because, well, that's just what happens in nature, right? Nature works in cycles. It's good to just start over. And then we can rebuild a tech utopia out of this. And they get the hordes of brainwashed, mindless people to actually buy into this, who think that they're going to get the socialist utopia, the technocratic utopia, the UBI utopia out of this fall, this collapse, this war. That's the lie of all the revolutions and revolutionary philosophy for so long, is that you're going to get this great thing. It's all going to be freebies if you join in this and stamp out, you know, get rid of the MAGA people, put them in camps, do this, do that. Remember, they were saying this in the COOF era. Anybody who supported Trump, anybody against, you know, inoculations that were enforced, they need to be put in camps. They need to be banished from society. They need to be forcibly inoculated. I mean, the craziest stuff, right, from those people. And then, of course, when that all collapsed, they said, oh, give us amnesty. Don't hold it against us. Sorry that we're hardcore Marxist revolutionaries who want everybody to die for our revolution, right? So you see the austerity narrative, the Marxist narrative, the year zero, Great Reset, Alex's book, Great Reset. It's the same story. The elite will collapse things and give you a solution to help you out. We'll give you UBI. We'll give you CBDC. We'll give you all the things that will make you happy. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. But we'll make you happy. But it's a lie. They're not going to make you. You're not even going to be happy. You just won't be here. Right? Because ultimately this is an austerity / depopulation agenda. So those are the scenarios they might throw at us. And it could be a combination of it. It could be a war. It looks like the reason I think that they might not push for a global war, which could happen, could get out of their hands, right, is that Biden probably doesn't want that as an election. I mean, he's not going to look popular or be if the country's embroiled in a war, right? So he wants to give the impression of, oh, the stock market's up and we're doing well. And so I think that it's going to be something else that might postpone the election, in my view. It could be a war. It could be a war and a bio attack and cyber attack. And they say the Russians did it, and our Russians are working with Iran. And, right, who knows? But regardless, if you want to support my work, you can go to Jason Allison's in the shop. You can buy my books where I talked about these things a long time ago through the fiction. Also, go to the InfoWars store and buy those products to support Alex.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.